This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello there. Welcome to our weekend. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray, our regular co-hosts on the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Glad you're listening to us on this Mother's Day, special Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And we want to remember our mothers a little bit. There's three of us here. Ron and I, mothers have passed away. Leo still has his mother, and she harasses you all the time, doesn't she, Leo?
I wouldn't say harassing, and she would certainly take exception to that
She does
call quite a bit.
I miss my mother. My mother died about 5 years ago. I was up to visit her last weekend, went to a family wedding up in Shreveport, Louisiana, stopped by her grave where my mother and dad and my brother are also buried, and kind of spent some time remembering. My mother would call me in the middle, you know, maybe mid-afternoon, mm-hmm. when I'm just trying like mad to get things done. I'm working to get out of there, and yep. Secretary said, "Well, your mother's on the phone." So I would pick up the phone. "Hey, Mom." She says, "Well, let's see. Dad, get on the phone. We got Jimmy here. And, well, here's what we've been doing. You know, Mom, I love you, but I can't say anything." And she just wanted to bring me up to date. And Aunt Jenny came by and brought an apple pie. And, you know, all the lights are buzzing and calls. Got people out in the waiting room. But that's my mom, you know, so not much you can do.
And you do know at some level that day will pass, that you won't get those phone calls anymore.
Well, and quite frankly, I miss those phone calls. I miss those
phone
calls.
Definitely.
And Ron, I know you do too. You're very close to your mother, and what a beautiful lady. And I had the honor of being up at her funeral in a beautiful cemetery in a little town in Mississippi, out of Macomb, Mississippi. Just could not be more picturesque send-off for her.
Thank you. And you went with us to take her to one of her last concerts she went to.
That's right. Who'd we hear?
John Schneider.
John Schneider, guy on Dukes of Hazzard.
You're
right,
kidding.
Right.
Really?
She had just come down for that a couple of weeks before, and Jim went with us, and she watched him on a TV show Tyler Perry does called The Haves and the Have-Nots, in which he plays a judge on there, and she liked that TV show. And he was, of course, playing from his old, he's a musician from his old days, but I told her, "Let's go see him," and Jim went, we called Jim and he went with us.
So. No kidding.
We had a fun night that night.
Bo Dukes, that was her last concert.
She said, "I like him better on the TV show."
I enjoyed his concert.
It was good. Voice
and writes a lot of his own songs. I didn't know that John Schneider, I know he was a big Dukes of Hazzard fan, and I've always loved that show. My roommate, one of my best friends, lives in Hindman, Kentucky, about 15 minutes from Hazzard. If you want it, they don't have any, they've got, I think, one fast food place. They want to get a real good milkshake, they go to Hazzard. They drive up to Hazzard, the 15 miles up the road. And so I've always laughed about that part of the country, like John Schneider. Didn't know he was a performer, did an excellent job.
He did. And it was an interesting over decades of him being in the entertainment industry as an actor, mm-hmm. and as a musician, a songwriter. It was interesting because he was one of those that told stories in between each song, and all the great musicians he had the opportunity to meet and perform with. It was definitely an interesting evening. But
I really admire him for doing that, because he's reinvented himself,
yes.
over the last 40 years since Dukes of Hazzard,
right.
and has stayed current and relevant.
And, you know, Ronna, you said something I think is interesting, that I like to go to concerts. I go to a lot of concerts, small venues with musicians. And when I do, some will not say a word. They kind of sit there, and they sing sang their song. They may have a good voice, but you've got to empathize and relate to your audience, and you got to tell a little story, a little background about the song, some funny incident that happened when you performed that song. I went to hear someone I've always loved, Kris Kristofferson. I think you and I, that's right, went to see Kris Kristofferson together.
Jim and I are music buddies.
That's right. And he was a great song, Me and Bobby McGee, and Help Me Make It Through the Night, all these great songs he's written, but he never said a word between songs, and you just felt like you missed something. It just wasn't a fulfilling concert.
Yeah, there's some great stories behind them when they start talking about where they recorded them and who was who else has covered them and who likes their music. Jimmy Webb was a good version of that. Jim and I saw Jimmy Webb, and this is a songwriter series that
great piano player, and
he had
MacArthur
some great
Park
stories.
And some wonderful songs. He's written marvelous songs.
And Glenn Campbell especially liked his songs, was always calling him, wanting him to write music for him. And that concert, you know, Jimmy Webb's probably better known as a songwriter than a performer, but so his stories were great.
Well, I hate to hear that about Kristofferson. I went to one of his concerts 30 years ago, and he talked between every song.
But he's kind of at the end of his touring days. Yeah. I think he feels like he's said all he has to say there.
Probably so.
He's 82, and I think he probably has some health issues, frankly. But he still was. But you got to admire him. He was on the road out there. So.
That's good. But to Jim's point, Mother's Day, you're right. You sure miss them when you don't have them anymore. This is our first Mother's Day without my mother. And so all those calls that come in, you better take them.
Well, that no matter what and when they come in.
Better take them and not complain about them.
Right. Some people have not been quite as close to their mothers. They may be at a great distance, but it makes all the difference in the world. Just pick up that telephone and have a nice little visit, no matter how long it's been since you've seen your mother.
Better than a text.
Oh, yeah. No text. No, either the call or a letter. I've gotten to where if it's not a personal letter, the text, if it's of a personal nature, sympathy, congratulations. To me, it's just it's not really appreciated. There's just not the empathy there.
No, that's kind of like leaving that message on some professional phone, and they say your phone call is important to us. Well, if it is, then why don't you pick up?
Or what does it always say? Say listen carefully. Our options have changed.
Yeah.
They all say that, you know. The options can't change that much.
And who remembers what they were the last time you got that recording?
Yeah, right. That's exactly right.
Well, there's been a list of special Mother's Day gifts. I happen to have the list of the worst Mother's Day gifts.
Uh-oh.
We'll go through a few of those. Here's at the top of the list. Here's things you don't give Mom on Mother's Day. You don't give her deodorant, number one. A fire extinguisher.
She doesn't need a fire. She might hit you in the head with it.
A tin of paint. Cleaning supplies. Washing up liquid. Salad dressing.
Oh. Yeah.
Ants. A little thing, a little ant.
Those farms.
A screwdriver.
Oh, these are the worst.
A big package of toilet paper.
Where are you getting this, Jim?
I'm getting this right off the internet of several newspapers in front of this.
Where's the facelift in there?
Car parts.
These are terrible. My mother made it plain to us very early on that Mother's Day gifts should not benefit the entire family. Like cooking.
Like bring your favorite pie.
Right. She said these are not to benefit everyone.
Oh, yeah. Others are, let's see, oven gloves, dustpan and brush, half-eaten cake, tin of pork and beans, an IOU note.
These are just terrible.
Carving knife, and four little packs of yogurt are some of the top Mother's Day gifts.
What?
Those are terrible.
Well, they really are.
Those are really bad. No. But give no gift
you better, at all. You better have a great card if you're given one of those.
I was pretty creative in the past of coming up with something clever. Always a nice card, but I've gotten to where flowers are the easiest, especially online. You send some flowers, you type the note online.
And they're always nice, yeah.
Kind of a cop-out, but everybody likes to have flowers. I got flowers right here in the studio, right back of you guys right there. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Got some great guests today. Going to talk about the measles, anti-Semitism, several things on the list. So freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back.
listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit.
Dynavite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. RadioCommonSense.com is where you can find out all about us. Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray are here with me both now, my co-hosts, both noted authors. Again, you can find out all about them on that website. Well, the post office says they need to cut mail delivery down to 5 days a week. No more Saturday delivery. Congress says, you got to deliver 5 days a week. And they say if they do so, they can save about $3 billion, and they're really in the red. They're getting so much competition from UPS and all the other services that they say they just are having a hard time making it. What do you think? Is it important to deliver on Saturday? Ronald, what do you think? Now, to me, let me start off by saying, I get the mail, but it's mostly just junk mail. And if it's on Saturday, Saturday is not a business day where I'm looking for a check. I can't cancel it. If there's something that needs immediate attention, I can't do much to get back to the person. How important is Saturday delivery, do you think?
I could definitely give up Saturday delivery of mail. What I wish they had, though, was better hours at post offices. I mean, I think more people would pick up their mail from a post office, but rural post offices especially are cutting hours to the point where one up in Mississippi, several of the ones in Mississippi that I've seen, open from like 7:30 to 10 a.m. and then close and come back and open from like noon to 2 or 2:30. Really limited, restricted hours. So I can understand delivery. I mean, you've got all those people out there delivering. How many businesses, you're right, aren't even open on Saturday?
And then in my subdivision, and I personally, it's a blessing, but the postman comes to my door and sticks the mail in my door. I don't know about you guys, whereas in the the streets are just not too far away from me, you got to have a mailbox to get your mail. In other words, so the guy can drive down and just put it in the mailbox.
Get out. No, mine comes up right to the door in a little box right outside my door.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time.
Well, they walk our neighborhood, so you're right. It's slower.
Yeah, well, that's a big controversy. Congress, in the rural areas particularly, some people, they say, that, you know, they live by themselves, and about the only touch or involvement they have with the community is getting their junk mail that comes in to read through. And I can understand that.
We still have areas of rural America that don't have internet access. It's hard for a lot of people to believe, or very expensive, limited internet access, which a lot of rural people are not going to have or be able to afford. So mail is still important, but I think I could do without Saturday delivery. For $3 billion, I think I could say.
You know, I was a public official for many years as a state senator and secretary of state, several offices I held. I got all my mail at the state capitol. Well, and I had a post office box, and I had a big one. I got a lot of mail. Well, I was on the go all the time, and so sometimes I said, I guess if it's time to check the mail, I might go down at midnight and get the security guard to, there's always a security guard in the Capitol, and I had his little phone number I could call him, and I said, you might let me in and get my mail, and I went at midnight, 1 a.m. to pick up my mail. And we have a little family home up in North Carolina. My wife happens to be up there now. And to get your mail there, you go down to the general store, and they have a post office in the general store. What I love about it is that everybody comes in for coffee, and it's kind of a little gathering in the morning, and you swap the news and talk about the national news and local news, and a large group just hangs out at the general store. They like it down there. You get your mail that way. That's always quaint. That's like the old days, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. That is quaint.
Yeah. But anyway, well, there is a push to do that, but then I think it's probably going to be eventually have to do it. You just can't continue along that line. So,
hey, we've batted around this issue now for 50 years. The U.S. Post Office has always been on the verge of bankruptcy, or they've been operating in a debt. I mean, when are we going to face the fact that maybe it's just a dinosaur because all the other ones that are in the private sector have learned? Your tax dollars on that one.
A stamp is 50 cents. You can send something from where we're talking here right now in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I can send it up to listeners in Alaska for 50 cents.
Right.
That's a heck of a deal, quite frankly, to think I can put something, write a whole letter in. It gets that far across the country, thousands of miles, for 50 cents. So, you know, and now that maybe they've artificially kept the prices down, and to cover their costs, it should be a dollar. But the fact remains that it's been a pretty good deal. We had the author of the book on the Pony Express here with us not too long ago, and that was fascinating how the mail first got going. You didn't have the telegraph, and the Pony Express riders would go from station to station across the entire country. Well, they went from St. Louis out to the West Coast, I think, was the stopping point, because trains kind of made it to St. Louis with the mail and that part of the country. But then you would have the Pony Express riders there waiting at stations and tearing across the country to bring the mail, riding 24 hours a day to get across the country through mountains. Can you believe how that?
And think what postage cost back then.
Oh, well, I wonder what I don't know.
Almost nothing, probably. Yeah. A nickel at best, 3 cents maybe.
Well, some people were saying, I'm going that direction anyway, I'll just take it for you.
I'll take your mail.
And so they would post it. They would post the messages, which is where the term came from, and today we post messages to the website.
That's right, that's right. And then the trains came along. They finally put a train coast to coast, and then the Pony Express just went out of business right off the bat. But
the post office is closing a lot of rural post offices, because I know lots of places that have closed. When a rural post office closes, that really causes that little community to lose its identity, because no longer are people going to be saying where they live. They live there.
No more zip code.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can eventually drop off of maps, and I've seen it happen in the rural South. These old communities that some of the old-timers recall, I'd never even heard of.
Well, what happens to your mail if you live, I guess you've got to go to the 30 miles, wherever it is, to the closest location? How do you get your mail?
A lot of the small rural post offices you did pick up. Mm. They didn't have delivery from those. The smaller ones were pickup.
Right.
So they just shift it to the next closest one that is delivering, and then they deliver it.
To your house?
To your house.
Okay. But I'm sure there's some rural areas, you know, you live in the mountains or somewhere.
Right.
It's not practical to deliver to your house.
Right.
So maybe you got to make a trek to get your mail.
And postage actually just went up to 55 cents.
Ooh, we'll see.
So you buy the Forever stamp.
I buy the Forever.
You forget that.
I load up on the Forever stamps.
So you're still mailing letters probably at 40.
Well, I'm probably 38 cents, yeah. Because I got me a bunch of stamps to do that very thing.
All right. That was smart. That had a big run on the post office. Of course, I walked in the day it took effect, and they're like, oh, we sold out of those because we had the big run. Everybody buying the Forever stamps.
And I wish that, you know, I was, I've got a book company, a little publishing company, so I thought, well, to make it right, I'll buy my own stamps. So I've got, but it's too difficult. It's easier just to drop to the post office. So I've got $1 stamps and 10 cent stamps and 1 cent stamps. So anybody wants a good deal on stamps, call me. Hey, you know, I'm here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. We're on the Common Sense Radio Show. Got some interesting guests coming up, coming back and talk about anti-Semitism. What is going on in terms of the flow of the tension in the world? We'll come back and talk about it right after this message. RadioCommonSense.com.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. the stepfather of a missing Houston girl is under arrest as they claim Darian Vence's story keeps changing, and they have found blood evidence of the 4-year-old girl who's been missing for over a week in Vence's apartment. Vence had claimed three men carjacked him while he had the girl in the car a week ago yesterday, and that the suspects drove off with her. A spokesman for the family says,
the mother had had heated words with him in the past about him physically whooping and spanking young Malia.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has called off a trip he'd been planning to Ukraine, where he said he was going to investigate Democratic candidate Joe Biden's son. Yesterday, a spokesman for the Biden camp called it a blatantly political smear, which reflects the urgent need for change in the country. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
There's been a great rise in violence involving the Jewish community, not just in this country, but all over the world. We've had some very tragic killings in synagogues. There is a great deal of violence in other parts of the world involving anti-Semitic attacks, causing a sense of emergency or a sense of real concern within not just the Jewish community, but for all of us who don't want any violence like that. I'd like to get a little sense about why that may be happening. And put it in perspective, Ellen Corman Maines is joining me here right now. She's the daughter of Holocaust survivors, and she's written a fascinating book called A Spiritual Journey into the Holocaust. Want to kind of get her thoughts on this. Hey there, Ellen. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for inviting me.
Ellen, put it in perspective, don't you agree there has been a fairly dramatic rise in violence involving the Jewish community that has come up in, say, the last 5, 6, 7 years, more than we've ever witnessed in the past? Is that a fair statement?
Yes, I think so, especially the last two or three, but yes, I think you're right. There's been studies put out by various groups, the Anti-Defamation League here in the U.S., but also other studies, showing the rise in a lot of countries, in Western Europe as well.
I mean, we know the violence here, the terrible tragedy at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue. 11 worshipers killed in just a horrendous event there, and a lot of injured. Why do you but of course, as you say, it's not just the U.S., but why do you think that, there's been such an increase in the U.S.? Can you point to any one thing that shows this rise of anti-Semitism? What do you think this is?
Well, I think that, you know, all over the world, there's been a rise in nationalism. And I think our current government is a strong example of that, but it's also happening in a lot of other countries. So when there's a rise in nationalism and a kind of focus on, I would say, inciting, kind of triggering people's fears and the sense that we're not safe. And, you know, partly it's sort of a grab for power by those people who are trying to stay, you know, really have more of an authoritarian kind of control and incite fear, create more of a sense that you aren't safe. And therefore you target people who are viewed as outsiders or different. So, you know, obviously the Jews are a longstanding target of that kind of belief, you know, for centuries, since even before the time of Christ. And they become a very easy target, or just, it's just a kind of a common thing to view them as a convenient target of either Christians, Muslims, Soviets, Nazis. Even in Japan, where there's virtually no Jews, you know, there's this kind of sense of a threat. And it's based on a complete irrational belief, you know.
But it is, but Ellen, and I know that you've been very touched by this. You're the daughter of Holocaust survivors, and I know it's very personal. This whole discussion is very personal to you. But I wonder, as you said, this is not just unique to recent times, that the Jewish community has been persecuted back way beyond the time of Christ, and coming after, you know, over centuries, there's been so much persecution, and we've seen so much of that in the Bible, our Bible studies. Why do you think the Jews have been singled out? I mean, you've got some of the brightest people in America. Vast numbers outside the population are Jewish. There's so much talent. There's in so many ways, and yet Jews have been singled out often because of the violence. I never really understood that. I mean, I've heard somebody say, well, they said they're the chosen people, so we're going to show them they're not the chosen people. I've heard it read somewhere. Why do you think that the Jewish community has been singled out so much?
Well, I think you point to an excellent point, which is that it's completely irrational. So if you look at the contradictions, there's a great historian named Paul Johnson who wrote about this. And he said, you know, they're discriminated against for being too religious and too materialistic. They won't assimilate. They assimilate too well. They're communists. They're capitalists. They're misers. They're overspenders. They have too much culture. They don't have enough culture. The whole thing doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So really, you have to look at, it's really just the idea that these people might be a little different from us. They're outsiders. And then it's really people like white supremacists, you know, people trying to instill that kind of fear, who start spreading that kind of old belief, whatever serves their purposes. There is you can't find. I mean, I went to Auschwitz in, you know, one of my first visits to Auschwitz. I've been going to Poland a lot, spending a lot of time there. And I ran into some Americans, and they said, I just don't understand, you know, why the Jews, you know. And it's just almost a question that has no answer, other than the fact that they, you know, there could be some sense of, well, they're successful, they're going to take something from us. I think this whole rhetoric of, you know, like from Charlottesville, Jews will not replace us. It's exactly the same argument that Hitler made when he wrote Mein Kampf, this idea of, we don't have enough room. We need to make sure that, they're a threat to us having as much as we deserve. There's no basis for it. It's a complete sort of lie, a mythology that's planted. And then people who are feeling, threatened and frankly, when there's more economic disparity in the world, when there's more uncertainty, people are emotionally driven to kind of feel better when they're told a lie. And that's something that's just fascinating to me, but it seems to be true.
No doubt about it. So we don't have a lot of time left, but would you jump on to talk about your book a little bit? Tell us about the motivation behind writing Buried Rivers, A Spiritual Journey into the Holocaust.
Sure. Thank you. I was on a train. I happened to be on a train in Germany attending a conference, and I was by myself, and I could feel this sort of heavy energy above me. And it was a gray January day. I had no idea it happened to be the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. But I had the thought, well, I guess maybe some of that unresolved energy, that unhealed energy, is here. And then I actually felt it get stronger. I felt something touch me in the heart. And I felt kind of ill. And I had to sort of unpack what that was about. And I later came to truly believe, I know this is might be a stretch for some of your listeners, but I truly came to feel that people who had died in the Holocaust and who had not been able to kind of get over it, their shock and disappointment that people could act that way, that they were kind of stuck, unable to cross over, you could say, in the hereafter. And I was asked this question. It sort of came to me in the form of a question: how can you still believe in basic goodness? So that was the question that got to me. And the fact that I had this personal connection to the Holocaust, so I decided to just really open that up.
Sure. Well, we've got to go. Listen, thanks so much. The book is called Buried Rivers, A Spiritual Journey into the Holocaust. You can find it on our website at radiocommonsense.com. It's been fascinating, Ellen. We'd like to have you back again. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Happy Mother's Day. We'll talk to you in the future. Take care.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, interesting lady about a subject that she says there's really no answer to why groups are singled out like that. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray. We've got a lively show here. Let's talk about the measles. Why do we have this measles outbreak? We'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. It's
this former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, the measles outbreak is something that a lot of us don't understand. We didn't even hear about measles just maybe months ago. Thought the measles epidemic was wiped out years and years ago with a new vaccine. Let's talk about it a little bit. Dr. Janet Orion is joining us right now. She's got some thoughts on this measles outbreak. Wish you'd quiz her about it a little bit, because I'm just perturbed. I don't know what to do. What's happening?
Dr. Orion, Rhonda Gray here. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you. One of the reasons Jim's asked me to start this conversation off is because I told him I had measles as a child. I was about 5 years old, and I had a very, very bad case of them and almost died from them. The doctor even spent the night at our house because he was afraid to try to move me to the hospital. And so I've always been very sensitive to this, and it does look like Jim said, we've gotten rid of measles, and now it's back. Is it back because of this anti-vax movement, or is there some other reason that we're seeing measles again?
Well, I think that it's easy to blame it on the anti-vax movement, but you got to consider that a lot of the people who are getting the measles, maybe 25% of them, were fully vaccinated. Measles was never completely eradicated worldwide. There were no cases reported in 2000 in the U.S., but there have been outbreaks of dozens or even hundreds of cases every single year. And the last death in the United States from measles was in 2015, although children are dying from it in Madagascar and other places, probably because of poor nutrition. The death rates from measles and other infectious diseases were plummeting in the U.S. before we had the vaccines, probably because of better hygiene, better sanitation, and better nutrition. So it's not really fair to say that the vaccines got rid of the high death rate for measles, because that was coming down anyway. I mean, I had the measles, too. I don't even remember it. Everybody in my family did. Almost everybody did. At the time, 9,999 of 10,000 patients who had the measles recovered uneventfully. The situation
right.
is worse now because the vaccine has changed the age distribution, and more of the people who are getting measles are either adults whose immunity wore off, whose vaccine immunity wore off, or infants who no longer get passive immunity from their mothers, again, because the mother's vaccine immunity has worn off. So, I mean, measles is a complicated situation, and, you know, the microbes are a constant battle with us, and we kind of beat them off, but that's no guarantee we can make them go away.
Well, that's a very good point, because I would have been vaccinated, and I would have had them about 5 years of age. I think everybody in our family had them, but I just had a particularly bad case with a very high fever and just a rough time of it. But you're right. I guess, would I have an immunity still from that, or would that's been 50 years ago? Would that have worn off? And
No, you are probably still immune. I still had antibodies a few years ago when the hospital was going to kick us off the staff if we weren't immune or didn't have the vaccine. It's the natural immunity appears to be more robust, although it might also possibly have been boosted by occasional exposure to measles. But the other thing to remember is that some people are getting measles from the vaccine, or they get something that looks exactly like measles. You can tell with sophisticated antibody tests that they really have it from the vaccine strain and not from the measles. They just canceled a panic call in Ann Arbor, Michigan about an outbreak because it turned out that the people had vaccine strain of measles rather than the wild strain of measles. Now, the vaccine strain can still be shed and can still be transmitted. And a good question is, should you shield your children from recently vaccinated kids if they have some immune deficiency
right.
and would be particularly susceptible to a bad case?
So we're seeing outbreaks in large population areas, obviously, or what's making the news. New York, Los Angeles, we saw the cruise ship. So what are we recommending to everyone to do to prevent this, starting with vaccinations, and what else can we do?
And let me jump in, Dr. Ernie, if I can. You know, and by the way, I followed you a good bit because you say a lot about health care and, you know, having the government take over the health care system, which I know you're opposed. Is it for the protection of the many, should it be mandatory that everyone be vaccinated for the measles? You know, should it be, you have to be vaccinated. That is a federal law. What would you say to someone that proposed that?
Well, I would ask you, under what circumstances can you force people to take risks to protect other people? I mean, that to me, that seems to put it bluntly like a form of human sacrifice. If there have been at least, say, 145 reported deaths associated with the MMR vaccine to the VAERS system, which, you know, doesn't mean that they were caused by the measles. It just happened somebody died right after they got the shot. And it's probably underreported. Maybe 99 out of 100 cases are not reported. So you can multiply the 145 by 100 and get, say, 14,000. Can you force people to give up the right to withhold informed consent for this vaccine in order to protect against the very rare possibility in the United States that the unvaccinated child will get measles and transmit it to somebody, even though, of course, you have to get the measles from somebody who has measles? Just being unvaccinated does not make you contagious. And I guess that's kind of a philosophical and literary question. I mean, philosophical and a civil liberties question. I mean, there is international and national law saying you can't force people to get medical interventions without consent. And there's also just the civil, you have the liberty to decide for yourself what vaccinations or what other medical interventions you're going to allow. Where does
but
this
when
stop?
The Ebola, when the Ebola threat came into this country, and I mean, people were mandatorily, you didn't have any choice if you were around someone that had Ebola or you had Ebola, you were quarantined. You had no choice. Wait a minute. Just because I was around someone, that's tough. It's my right as an individual to make that decision. I'm going to go out in the public. We didn't allow that. You had to be quarantined.
Wait. You were confusing two issues. if you are a clear and present danger to people, then you can be quarantined, and there's longstanding law supporting that. That is different from saying we're going to inject you with a dangerous vaccine, even though you're not infectious, even though you are not, if your risk of getting infected is very low. That's very different. I mean, it's very different to say, okay, you don't have the liberty to go out and spread your disease. That's different from saying we are going to force you to take a dangerous vaccine.
So what do we do if the anti-vaccination movement continues to grow and they hear things like your argument right there that is compelling, that you shouldn't be forced to inject the live virus? What do we do to keep measles at bay and to keep the population safe?
Well, I think that one thing we might do is get rid of the MMR vaccine, or make that optional, and separate the three components. So you can get measles vaccine separately. And by the way, isn't it interesting that we have had 1,000 more cases of mumps than we had of measles, but you're not reading about this. We're not having panic attacks about this. We're not hunting people down in 4 zip code areas of New York, people who don't have measles, adults, and saying, you either get this vaccine or pay us $1,000.
Well, I'm now in a panic about mumps. Yeah. Now that you've said that, I'm now in a panic about mumps. So it seemed like we had these childhood diseases, which in my experience were serious. My brother had mumps. His were very serious. We had them somewhat at bay, and now we're having these outbreaks. So what do we do?
Well, that's a very good question. But what do we do also about the fact that maybe 1 in 50 children now has autism? And a significant, maybe half of our children, have some sort of chronic disease. It may be an autoimmune disease, it may be asthma, it may have to carry an EpiPen with them wherever they go, it may be a peanut allergy, all of these things. And we do not know for sure whether or not the vaccines, the 70 doses of vaccines that we're forcing on them to go to school, has something to do with that.
Right. Doc, that music means we've got to go. We're sure sorry. Okay. We want to continue this discussion. Fascinating discussion. I want to tell our listeners that Dr. Roy has written a number of books that are on our website at radiocommonsense.com. You can find all about her there. Doctor, thanks for spending some time with us. Happy Mother's Day to you. Have a great weekend. We'll like to talk to you again in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Interesting lady raising some questions about where we go. We'll talk about it some more. RadioCommonSense.com. We'll be right
back.
You're
listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.